A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave per Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Barberview Stadium, the match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, Barberfields. And instead of watching the beautiful game, the encounter turned ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
Offside. Tanzwa, sisa taurwa na Gibbs, ashitaura kuti muridzi wenyeri akanga atayiwa, shuwa mukomana anga ari offside. Asi, akazorwa na masoro nemumwe wake, anove watoti linesman. Zvikanzi aiwa, mukomana anwisa chibodzwa chacho achiri genuine, ndomuonera avo. Asi, isusu nhasi hatisi pakutarisa kuti mutemo wekuti chibadzwa chakanwa here kana hachina. Mutemo wenhabvu unoti, tuda kunyanyotarisisa kuti zvakaitwa nevatsigiri venhabvu zvino zvinoumba here remangwana renhabvu nekuti tinoona munzvimbo dzakawanda Gibbs unotambwa nhabvu vanhu vanonzi anwisa ari offside referee haamisi mutambo nekuti unobva wanzi mutambo waperayo timu inenge ichinyunyuta inozonyorera kumakomiti makuru kuti nyaya igadziriswa.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Islanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So let's read one or two charges. You can start reading. By reading the first sentence,
maybe. Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL disciplinary committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Barberfield Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017 at a Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during, or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered, then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match, then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects, I think they wanted to say bottled, yes, whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not onto the pitch or at any person.
Aha. And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulukandaba lamhlanje ke njengoba jonga khulumile sikhuluma ngakhona ukwenzakala eBF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amathe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye kutwa butjwala uyabe ngezwe kwalomphana. So kodwa sikwazi ukuthi ungena njani abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangeza njani.
And the hearing gives is set to be on a Tuesday 23rd of May.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
So singazi ukuthi kuyaphumana phela ama points la 3 points. Itimbali lakho ukuthi inikwa ama points ayi 3 wona lawo. Islanders ilakho ukuthi bayifake isijeziso esimangalisayo. Kumbe kuthiwa ibhatala imali, kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu, kube kuningi kakhulu. Ungagcina kusinda iqembu le.
And Gibbs, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamos and Highlanders. But we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in an advantage position, Jonga. Advantage ukuthi umele libhola uyabona umele libhola bese ukhahlela phakathi kungelanto ezininge ezenzakaleyo. So it says gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, that rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball in brackets except from a deliberate serve is not considered to have gained offside.
Saka ndo maonero akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzi venyere vakarwana masoro vakaona kuti aa mutemo unotaura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside asi bora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anove mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achiclear kana kuburisa munharaunda make bora iroro ndo kubva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndo zviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
nguva
yataitamba isusu Gibbs bora wainzi anogona kurova inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo ama kuchinja-chinja hatichaiziva saka tatitinzwe kune nyanzvi nevateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo
so ke we've got our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mqinekhaya. Mqinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So Mqinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Keith. How are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
South Africa is very chilly, it's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time, and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mqinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at PF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, who is the controller of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there is choirs like noise, which was there in Mulawayo yesterday, Papa Phil Sitiam, people, they damage property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Whereby it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public. So this thing must be done. I don't know how they can solve it, but the match officials, they are a disgrace in Zimbabwe.
But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees. What the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying they're right. That one, they're wrong. But the main cause of those things is match officials most of the time. Right? Those big games, they are on live, on Super Sport, every port, South, wherever in Africa, every port was. Some people were watching that game. But it becomes a grace. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know. With one man, we have caused a problem. I don't quote on violence. That is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, totally, 100% wrong. If Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it. And the match officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money if Islanders charged 10,000, the match officials too must be charged again.
Yeah, what we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
So now let's take you. Okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer. I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African. Most of their big teams which I support. That thing which is happening, which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many, many, many years. And they can't solve. They only talk. They punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't take action? Yeah, we'd rather look for referees made on the neighboring countries. I think it can be better. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The ref's decision is final.
Right. The other point which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were pelting missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation, and it's very bad for our soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
We won't go there. You look like... most of the time, in Botswana, I stay in Botswana. You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even a one... I'm almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. whereby in Zimbabwe, our game, we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than we.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah,
before
but
the game started,
but
I didn't know that Nkau is the one who posts for the referees.
Yeah, but Bakangani,
referees or whatever.
Bambakangani, Mnumzan, Bambakangani started. Nkale Mbale, one line.
Yeah,
one line. Kulos Kalun, the very lapa, we are Paluti. I shall come and find the Rita Lamos. Unombembe lapho uqile kakhulu offside offside bese ibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapha ikhafu kufuze ilete onompembe baphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamos Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was an fair goal one, and secondly he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele, and he says CAF should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva Mutare. Ndirumpenyi muri kupi kwa muri kufona muri?
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Muri kwa Mutare kuzimunya.
Yeah.
Ah, titaurire kuti vana vasu vango recover sei bora iri.
Bora ratinga riri kunadza zvakaomarara kuti chitere chakati kashamadza zvikuru. Asi chikondi yangu hombe pairi chinyanya kuti kazambise kuti marefuri anonyanya kusupporta Dynamo Spirit, I don't know why. Because tikada kutarisa game rakatambwa ne Dynamo ne FC Platinum. Ndipenda yakaenda kupatira striker bora rikamiswa zvikanda isi go boy. But in the zoo, I can't see go boy. I don't know why. I know it's Dynamo Spirit.
Saka imipfungwa yenyu iri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Ya kumafanzi ndongoti zvangu pakakanganisika dzikonzi the final decision. Refu ndiani final decision, but nemarefu vedu tinofanira kuti tiwana kudzidziswa zvakanyanya kuti wape ma decision ari right, kuti nhasi Ronzi ni gobora mambana wenda esi gobora. Kala mitema ye kine zia se bosna ilo zisipo sinya teo zia mitema ye bora. Bata tiko zibili zacho ziri korenti ndo ziti. Na esi rombo nzira ya la difle nchwa. Kata ya muna wuta mna difle kwa nye defender kite gobora. Bati mambana zio nda ya ifa ya esi wopsa edi ati wo zibili zaka mea sema.
Asi mi mutemo we FIFA iwo yu number 11 mun mai uziwe re unotaura kuti bora rakanga ra defender akada clear bora akarirova zvisizvo rakaenda kune opponent iri mu offside offside yatokanzurwa munhu akutogoesa mai zvisiwa here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo
ayo zvinozvi no but tinozo confuse kana zvichimutana repera sabote dzimtemo iyo because vafane demand to are platinum me Dynamo Zero rero.
PSL iri kudaidza Highlanders nenyaya mhirizhonga yakaitwa vayo ndo nyaya vari kutarisa iyo disciplinary hearing ya mhirizhonga yakakonzeresa kumiswa kwe game because mutemo webora unozikana muzvinyunyuto bora rapera mokombaira report yenyu mupa kuna match commissioner moisa zvinyuto zvenyu kana muchisisa kuzifa kana muchika kuti match commissioner anotibira munzira kana kubvarura kana kuchinja zvatoita nyora kune nzira dzekuti musvitsena zvichemo kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti ha in case bora rinozotadza kufamba musha ndozokanda dombo ndozviri kurambwa nePSL.
Ipo ndobvumira nekuti kana rikara mafanzi atiri kuti kana refraka zvaanenge asati kuita zvisimo zvedu kana bora richinge razopera.
Ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma Kenneth tichiramba tichi.
Sorry, can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Go ahead.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare, most referees, they support Dynamos. And then now they are putting it openly for anybody to see. because the game was close to getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because here PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Junga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given a red card,
yeah,
there's a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week.
Mm.
The review was the ref right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that so and so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Mm. Yeah,
in South Africa, I think there are 4 to 6, in a few, just 3 to 4 years, who have been fired.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chiterere, nchirongwa, tinotenda shukuru. Gibbs, unemu mterere.
Yeah, ilo mzalange ukumbulani moyo, ukulangaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, unahuchona jani? Uyakuzo baba kumbulani? Ungani phone yake iba njio nguchuni, kumbe nguchulai, lapa angla shua. Iba njio mkando sivili. Baba kumbulani moyo, uyakuzo baba? Yeah, uchona njani kuna ngapu? Yeah, ifo niyaki ya bui pindi kambe. Uyangizo, mge nguzo futi, kwa nisi kambili. Watu mbwede ke kumkinikaya. Mkinikaya, ngasa skangela sibili epole ni lapa. Si abonu kuti, yeah, ya elenda abandu mangeni enkulijeni beza bako nisayo. Kota banga kwenza, kono kupela ike mbuli ya kinga, leto lanzimu. So umanu nga zanu kwa puma nukula po jongi wa sivisi yako PSL katesi. Kwa puma ni?
Ya, isi kwebo sonaliza chezi sasuzo uwa kuhu. Ya, yabani papa manisile silo ungele nkundeni mbu utiba fosu umzaluzi ya miso. Isi kwebo sisa uwa kuhu. Pati wabuya wambe nyiti nga alabo nompembe wa chezi. Mina vengine kwa mzaluzi ya nsili nkachana zili nguli ndengi nga metrapo mvu nchezi. Uchizi kota uzo apuma mbeso kulete busuku. Kota hawe kusenzakala vengutuola nga mafonu tatesu kwenzakala loku la loku la loku. Iko nisitu mtanangoto wakuluma kipori nga kakalisi.
Hmm.
Watu unka ukubo refu la pana baasola kakulu.
Hmm.
Hmm. Bams usola nga wanda unyaza usola umto anetetu unka ukubo refu ya pazamisi. Aiso hoto ama keniso wabugine ama nenga ama nye kutiko kukelele moye nije buke.
Hmm. Yes, kuzobuya njalo ukuthi bebephosela nje amatshe bephosela imbodlela lokunye okuchiyeneyo njalo lokuthi kube lobudlongodlongo. So ke ngasi ukukhangela konke lokhu kukhanya ngazani lapha sibili asikhuluma iqiniso iqembu lizathola nzima.
Uthola nzima lizathola nzima babadube kodwa ke lapha sesiya ngesilungwini. Ungakhangela into ezibhalwe emaphepheni zolabo section sorry so woni uyabuyenza into eyodwa ilicala yini. Kodwa ngaso tawubulela umuntu sebekufaka ngabo section so and so paragraph so and so kuthina sokungathi licala elikhulu.
Mhm.
Asala abantu baphambanisile lokhu amvumelani labantu sibili kodwa kumele lawo bakhangele ngendlela imincwa zonke isenti le coin ilo head lo tailor.
Mhm.
Eh.
Hayi.
Njalo tsingekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni PSL futhi iyakhala.
Mhm.
Kumele into kumele bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuzobe enkundleni yiba bathi lishawe sithanda umdlalo kwenzeke lati imali ingene kuma club ingene ku PSL ingene la ku ZIFA. Iko nje na mina tese nqa national team idlala ngabona ngiyangijela utavela kula bhora.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibini. Ungari kunjalo ukhumbula into osebuyile.
Yeah.
Yeah baba kona punga ikhashana mnumzana mgcinikaya. So siyomnumzana ukhumbulani moyo kona ngale kobulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba ngitshona njani?
Hayi sone kuhle Sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ubukhona ngale ebholeni. So wena uboneni kona ngale. La ukuwaphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Yeah, akithi mina ngibone leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi ma idimbari kuhlota bekulile kuzini. Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ilingale kwelayini yama-defenders. So ngesikhathi ithe ihlota uref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayinini waphakamisa sithi gobhora, uref wazesinta la ise sithi gobhora. Isikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be-Highlanders. Sebethinga ukuthi manje uhamba njani. Yes.
Kodwa sibini ngaso silandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha. Kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale offside position. Abesehlohla nxa ibhola lani vele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander. Kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yani ithi hayi igobhora.
Ithi igobhora. Asazi lapho.
Ye kungani batsho njalo Sibili singazi ukuthi pho-ke njengoba iklabhu sidoselwe khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusuze kulihlaba enhliziyweni ukuthi iqembu seliyabhadaliswa imali esubside.
Ya kuyasihlaba Sibili ngoba iyakuthi izinkalakada zezimali umzefanti zihlolise lokhu abadlali labo khotha konke so kusuka kube nzima kakhulu nxa kube njalo.
Ye kodwa-ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba Moyo khonoko ukuthi ubudlwangudlwanga obuba khona bungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho?
Lobu mbono ngani kunzima ngendlela okhotha orefu esilabo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba orefu abaningi nxa bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo bala amathimu abo ababebezile basapota ngoba singakhangela ulinemeni yalo ovuzisa umsindo lasithaabhani iposi yasiyathotha igobhora esemdekweni kodwa yena wayithinga wathi i-offside. So kuyathengisa ukuthi uyakwevele esehlangothini uyabe opposite team toa.
Hayi siyakuzwa-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona kungadinwa lokusasa baba Khumlani Moyo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
So that is Mr. Khumlani Moyo. He's really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined. You know, especially heavily, if the fine is very, very heavy. There could be problems for the club, according to him, and I think, obviously, that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened, was it 2 years ago? A year or so ago, yeah, when Highlanders, then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields, and some fans caused the abandonment of that match, and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters. It was because of some of those issues. And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all those kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, we have some fans. Oh, well, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah. People are writing.
Yeah, but they love soccer.
They love soccer. They're fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewers, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera. Anzi Vakagona, Coast Dynamos, Yeda Kubira, Ndofungaru Tigirakuti, Vaka Ruisa, Vakagona. Then Togs Mukwaze, Anzi Vacharitamba Vega, Kanaru Maituravo, Iwayo, Gava Vemuligi, Vagadreavo, Inesudosha Highlanders, Chete Kanavachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa. And this is right to an ebosso as ratizuunu. Chatwach Jairira Chavo. Bodres Zifarno Fanrakufa in this abosso. Kutima Fanzavo. Asiye Spirit Yayo. We visita my points. Wopa Dimbara 3 points. We bana kuti itambem ground munema fans. Mutongo yatu piwa. Then anzina shumba uru, Zifa should punish the instigators. Then mumati, shakaiti gane zuro ashikuru zirwe. Asi marefu reedu, gaedze kubata mitambo, shakafanira. vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba. Takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoyesa a clear goal, assistant ref akati offside, kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa. Saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi. Kana tichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo, ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West. Asi havana kuisa phone number yavo. Ndo vamwe vateereri vatinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu. Asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa. Makadi? Alo, mufundisi moyo.
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiro wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvaachiitika izvi.
Waregai titende Mwari chekutanga maita zvakanaka matifonero tiri kuno South Africa. Neniwo ndiri kutevera bhora zvikuru. Nhaipo ndiye kuti kuna baba former player soccer nhaipo yakanaka zvikuru, but hatikurudziri kuti kana refi kana achinge aita mistake masupporters api. Tinoona maproblem akawana kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefa anoitawo mamistakes asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAli Akhili inotamba musina maplayer, musina masupporters. Kuti zvoti zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvinosina kumira zvakanaka, kutakuti zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanhu vakwanisa kukwanisa kufa kana zvakasiyana siyana. Saka iriku kupiwa kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ingaigoni kubhana masupporters eHighlanders kana kutava musina masupporters, kuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Tichi Dynamos inofevhiwa nemarefu nekuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samwe matimu ose iyo pachai inogona kutamba. Kazoti kana zvinhu zvangoitika vanhu ngavagone kuziva kuti refu zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo, vongotira izvozvo kwete kuti vanhu vagwisane.
Asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo, muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence, that's what he has been saying. He said no, he doesn't encourage people to do that, and it's actually bad for the good game, so he's not like supportive of that.
Nokuti nhau yakafana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo, yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo. Bhozi nesu kuti vativiri vebhora totevera matimu akawanda, hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana. Akadia nemarefuri kuzi tiona kana muno South Africa vatamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana vatamba Sundowns nePirates, kaona vanhu chikanda zviri mugiraundi kuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora. Zvekuti kubhotwa uri kune marefuri chii ari kugona bhora, kana munyika medu marefuri arimo ngatisagotera kudaro, nokuti iyo Zimbabwe iri kugona kutava bhora zvakanaka. Nepi nekuti ngatigoni kuziva isichindoona bhora, tina ndoona mabhora, tongosvika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo. Nokuti pachedu hazvatiwani, hatina mugurumu watinowana, tira kufadza nyama inokuona kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka, hakuna timu inonzi inofevhiwa nemarefu, inonzi timu inotenga marefu kauti zvakadai. Asi kuti kana refu rachingaona, refuri wakafana driver webhazi, kana achingaona problem anoridzira senaipamusana peGameHighlanders. Bhozi defender weHighlanders ndiye akatura bhora nobvaridzo aida kuribudisa obva amhaina. Saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo.
Asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo. Ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana, kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei, mwana acho iye achikutaurira, iwe uchienda uchinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kukomplaina kuti ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa, mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo? Tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muAfrica medu muZimbabwe, ani mubereki akutotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro?
Zvanikati ende nemwana enda chikoro, zvanikati chaimise mubereki ndizitoranekuti ndingagona kuchinja mwana wako. Handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro, handina mvumo yekurova mwana wechikoro. Ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kuve chimwe chikwechikoro, kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki nematishati
vachaonaanyayazvese izvozvo. Mazviedza zvaramba, nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened. And my team, they complain kuti marefura asi kutibatira magames zvakanaka, but zvichemo zvazvo hazvisi kugadziriswa. Tanzwa vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo harisi kugadziriswa. Saka zvii zvamungakurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana?
Haisi nhau yemuZimbabwe chete, kana muchiyeuka paAfcon iyaya yakatambwa Zimbabwe pachandi, takabirwa pachani iyayai patatamba nelibhia narefuri wemuno yaDaniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makaona Burkina Faso pakaita vaBurkina Faso taurobva akapuwa red card yakazozi hazvizvo, kuvati haisi problem yemuZimbabwe chete, zviri mukati meAfrica yose. Tikati Zimbabwe tongachishopodza bhora remukati menyika yekwedu, zvinhu zviri mukati menyika yose muAfrica. Kana munomusatsaa matiri tinongona zvakona zvakona zvisika zvizvo nepe kuti ngatigone kugadzirisa pasingi panogadzirwa kugadzwa nevezifa ndovarikuti vagonekwa neps voona pasi kuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara nje vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira because neHighlanders nedynamos dzakabvira kudhara zvizvi zvichingorwa sakuti vari kuenda nokuenda pachapisa padiopa ngatigone kuzva bhozi izvimwe pane ruvengo pakati peHighlanders nedynamos
hanzi ndo rivalry iripo aiwa ndizvozvo. Thank you so much mfundisi. Gibbs mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people, so he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. It's a continental, if not international problem, because it's wherever you go people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial, but the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect
people
to, you know,
but if
very safe and but it happens.
Let me help impulses, you. In this case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, so okay, sesilo mnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukholakale egogwe kumbe ngumnumzana kumbe unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana kunjani usibonakele khona ngabe egogwe
kanya pila kakhulu indlalo lana eAmerica ngkona ngapha
hayi siyaphila kakhulu yey so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbili entando ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegodini
phosa khona lapho baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguyo le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must not be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters, of course into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So u referee lo linesman iba babangela ukuthi i game lay i postponed. So my feeling or opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazokuthi bahlale i disciplinary hearing lay bamela ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokuphanisha ama officials lawa ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ama-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala ukuhamba ukuphanjaniswa ngama-refari. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi u-referee la yagcine thatha i-decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terraces, that is uncalled for. So i-team lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I'm concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberville Stadium? So i-team izakuhlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi, ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi. Sibonge kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lami.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe, and he's saying that you know referees he knows that referees should take decisions and that decisions are final. But he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs, you know?
That's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's
and he
true.
Says at the end of the day, fans should always be patient. Very patient, but when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because he says the game could have been flowing very well. And whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants. So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying a whistle, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. Do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Luis Bunjira.
Yes.
We got in touch with him and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Boso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Boso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Boso player put the Dynamos scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside. A miscue and a deflection are two different things. Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Boso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If we are all well versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
That is Mr. Alois Bunjira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs, and we never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, we are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Bonzo Squires, who says, an offside is an offside, it doesn't change, although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkhwenikaya. Mkhwenikaya, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things. And, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe, literally?
Yeah, definitely. It's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if we can check our terraces before, when guys like Matimba Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, Point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums were always full. But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them, they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bunjira, he's a soccer expert. Yeah, some of these things, they change daily, and then the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium. Isn't it true?
Yes. I can see. Right now we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But then they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there is such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mkhwenikaya, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
And the marshals, right? For that, they are on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are paid for that to go and make sure that the law is followed. There's no trouble, no what. Mm. Anybody who is causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police were late, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down. But the only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they are the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line, Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trouble.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think it's Nkosi from Botswana, right? Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila sizonda kuRwanda.
Hayi wena usaphone phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela every day utungena.
Mina ngihlezi ngifona, ngihlezi ngifona lapho lidrop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi, I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah, yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, uyazi ukuthi
give. Yeah, go ahead bro.
Uyabona ibale ithi politics.
Mm.
Ibale ithi politics lile definition ende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidalise with politics. Ile politics le tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So imethi yona le ukukhulunywa ngayo lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urefu bachitha. Ebutwana badla amadonki. So ngeza ke sidla amadonki eZimbabwe nxa kuthi ebutwana kudliwa amadonki. So we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe, then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonoko okwenzakalayo. Ama-rebs vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele e-DF laphana wawuqala from eco-Highlanders side. Siwubanga umsindo sibijelane kube luthundu. Nxa yokuthi ama-rebs yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So umuntu vele oyitrabhukhoza okumele bahlale la ephansi ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo, it was because of the lineman. If the decision ka-lineman was a fair and fire, they couldn't be having that noise ebekhona. But just because of the behavior ka-lineman, he was the most trouble-causer. Yabo. So akumelanga sibalekele iqiniso ukuthi sithi thina no ama-supporters, they are not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. Yabo. So ukuthi umuntu esewonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi ubedakiwe utshwala bobengizodwa wadakwa bese utshwala utshwala kaburayithi it's something you can't even understand ukuthi uhamba nje. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why sizala ama-charges angikhona, it's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Sebebhala izinto ezingu-5 bazibhale kabili ngoba vele nxa kubele i-hooliganism. I-hooliganism can be anything, it can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another section says another offense, which is a match, another offense, which is a ground, another offense, which is a ground. Hooliganism is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one word, hooliganism. The EPSL is going to make money out of the islanders because they're broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the islanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those rebels until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since Iggy Islanders had the Dynamos. We used to get out with Dala when we were at school. We had those problems with the rebels by Tata Masai. So they must be beaten thoroughly. If that says they have to be broken down, they have to be broken down.
Ay, kutshala phela kuyahlupha because kutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonoko.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is shown and develop attitude still rules. It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona and Ndebele, of which at the end of the day, we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry them with useless, stupid rifles, we bring them to the ground. At the end of the day, we find ourselves fighting to each other. Just because of a mere stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision. it's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave like manner, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but hi, sikuzwile baba Nkosi. Yeah, kodwa ke hayi lipolisa phela inhliziyo yomuntu omdala. Enxa into sizalukana ilanga eh. Ngiyakubona
sibili. Soccer eZimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys here. I've got a very good son who plays very serious soccer. Uyabona? So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because he will be supported by useless linemen.
But say, from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down their tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use bucket tops to get into the stadium. We say we cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Kata kula for 10 seconds. Nyakunika sivili lezo kaza ako. 10 seconds. Kata.
Yeah, we want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Ah, won't you, Baba? Siyabonga.
Then they will meet. Then you beat them up again.
Hey, man.
They must take action against the referee.
I spoke the coast. Spoke like a cool Baba.
Thank you so much.
I think we heard it.
Yeah, because he was also translating into English.
Yes.
Tinam Koma Alex Pima, wewe wariku Botswana. Magadim Koma Alex.
Mambo Magadim.
Chirewa penyu nyayiri mdari roma inzwa ya kuzia izungwa za kuda kupera tipe iti inzwa funga zenyu.
Na wii ya kazia pane wanotora zesizo wa zungo ti na wii. Tayari kukoda ni zungo ti wanu wawiri ya nizeti. Na wili papa bora marchandiri wara kaita vese sakari wona tangati kiri wona mutemo wata urwa kudara kuti bora rika papa pa opposition rikaenda pa opponent rika bva ipo rika pinda mugedhi igo bora vachada umwe mutemo upi futi hakuna umwe mutemo unouya kunze kweiwoyo mutemo isu vamwe tinofarira bora tinoriona bora zuva nezuva tinoona bora saka apa hapana chavari kutaura apa bora rakagowa rakagowa chete 3 points ngadzinde kudzimbari.
Saka dzimwe nguva vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatozivawo mutemo wai zvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiko ndo zvaari kutaura aiwa tikufunga ndo zvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefender richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuatempta kuclear kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside but the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamos yanga iri muoffside ehe ndopari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa pane pasina offside saka imi mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemhirizhonga idzi.
Aiwa, nao jamiri zonga baba hazina kunaka. Nekuti mnaona kubora ku ground kuya tinenda nevana, tinenda nani, nevana wadiku wasinga kuni self-defense. Mmiri zonga ika tanga izingeta kusha ipo kupinga manji. Kaka mmiri zonga inda anji kuri zira utidai za azu jibziri aka. Ameno kutuwa hii kwanza kuisa fosi ya keta sisi yesi kiri. Kukuti mmiri zonga isa ije. Ende maholi zanzi, shua nga awonete. Makamera nga asandi siwa awone kunzi vatanga mmiri zonga divana ane deni. Mutu kwa wengi kwa kumutemo. Vano hako mbosu wakaita kuti mmiri zonga.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much Mkoma. Ndroi mba kuti varu kunzwa vanenga vachisu gazira mitemo yoyo ine kui wandu zane kui chengetedza. Thank you so much. Gibbs, his main emphasis is not hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and ZIFA, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals.
At one time,
I may recall, well, Caps United fined one of its marshals supporters. Yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. Mm. The team, yeah, they banned him a match or two, and then they fined him.
Mm-hmm.
So which means the marshals
can
do.
Can I chip in there?
Yes, yeah, you can, man.
Yeah.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
No. If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score, I'll just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
Then,
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they'll be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they grudge or whatever, they've won their case.
And
that's
if,
fair enough.
And if there's a replay,
as I don't mind,
if
or even whatever, but if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, their because from, well, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say... the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks referees' performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can
what abantu laba bazijayela so asibona ngazani akumelanga bakwenze bese kubuya ke unkiwane uthi okusegcekeni ukuthi umdlalo lwana umiswe isikhathi singakapheli ngoba idimbare ihlohle ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo so ke uphinde wethi unkiwane siyacela ukuthi iHighlanders ingajeswa kakhulu is appealing for lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Bana anzi, mkoma Felix anzi, vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu. Anzi, sino nyadzisa kurwira bora. Ma referees, wanofanira kuziva kukosha kwe mutambo uyu. Abafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we've got Kumeten Dota now who says, what the fans did was wrong. However, all this is a build-up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are, I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What you should understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is, because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then Sakile Linine says, hashtag as full bombulutin. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mkinikaya. So, far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Of course, he mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel. Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time. Every season, in and out, most games I watch them. But they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mkrika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesiphele, Mkrika. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mkinikaya. He was there all the time.
All the time,
and
thank
he's a former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer kind of commentator. Now, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Gibbs Juba in Washington, D.C., saying goodnight, Zimbabwe.
And then, Jonga Kande, Mire Chitai, Wazirongwa, Studio 7, Ziripo, Rambam Chititeira, Tinotenda, Zguru, Mara Zaganaga.